Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
All right, Coach, right back here where you guys were last year. For you, I've asked some of the players this, but how much did that disappointment of losing in the AFC Championship game drive you in the offseason and drive you leading up throughout this long season to get to this point?
Well, it's a huge motivating factor. We talked about this immediately after the game last year. We talked about this entire offseason. And as a reminder, you know, hey, remember how far we got, all right? Guys need to understand that, but also remember the feeling that we had when we walked off the field and then we walked out of that locker room. It was an empty feeling. So why put in all the work to get to this point and not make something happen? So these guys are very blessed to be placed in this situation, because not only did we make it once, but now we made it back to back. So now we got to make sure that we're mentally and physically prepared to finish the deal.
Anytime you get to experience something, that gives you perspective the next time you go through it. So in what ways will this be different for you on Sunday than it was last year?
I just think having the experience of going through it, just the experience of realizing how fast the game can be played. If you look at us offensively last year, I thought we came out not expecting what we were expecting. It took us 30 minutes as an offense to figure out what the hell was going on and then to come out and play. Well, we don't have that type of opportunity to do this year. So one thing we want to do is making sure that we're coming out, clicking on our heels, and making sure that we start strong, we sustain, and then we finish strong.
We have Gary Barnett on our show every week to talk college football. So we always ask him about you, and it's been fun to hear him talk about you, what you were like as a player and when he hired you as a coach. And he always comments about your ability to grasp an offense, to learn everything and to retain everything. I'm just curious what you would say about Gary Barnett, because he's had a lot of good things to say about you, but he also has some funny stories to tell about you. What about Coach Barnett?
Coach Barnett is a great human being. First of all, our relationship goes back to my playing days. And when I went back to school, he gave me my first opportunity. And I am very grateful to Coach Barnett for many different reasons. You know, some of the things he had to deal with when I was in college and also dealing with me as a coach. But he's a great human. He's a leader of men. He's always been the guy that's always had his doors open, treats you just like family, and I've always respected him, and he's a mentor of mine. So I can't say enough great things about him, but I will say this, Mrs. Barnett is a much better person.
So back when you were a player, back in college, you said you had to put up some stuff. Was there ever a point, whether it was in college or in the NFL when you were playing, that you thought you would be here, that this was your goal? Like when your playing days were done, you thought maybe you could be a great offensive coordinator and a head coaching candidate?
You know what? I've always wanted to coach, but I never knew exactly to what extent. I've always wanted to go back to teaching coach at the high school level. That was just about the extent of it, because I just wanted to have an impact on young people's lives. And when Coach Barnett gave me that opportunity to go back to my alma mater and coach, it was a great thing, and the sky has been the limit since then. But on top of that, I will say this. It's people like Coach Barnett that have opened the doors for me that have made all this possible. And one thing that I'm appreciative of is that he knew that I would work at it. And so I pride myself in controlling the things that I can control, work at it, learn, and you just continue to blossom throughout your profession.
One of the first things that Coach Barnett said the first time we asked you about you was toughness. And every time we've talked to one of your offensive players, we've had a chance to sit down with those guys every week and we ask them about you. They say toughness. You're going up against, I know you don't have to worry about him on your side of the game plan, but you're going up against a beast of a running back right now. Knowing your background as a running back and how physical you were at that position, how much do you appreciate what a guy like Derrick Henry brings to the table when he's coming here?
Greatly appreciate him. You know, I'm not going to appreciate him on Sunday. I'm going to say, stop it whenever you can. Yeah. But I will say this, just being a fan of running backs, first and foremost, that kid's a tremendous person, okay? He's a great human being. But on top of that, he's one of the best at what he does. And I think everybody's made this comparison. Obviously, he reminds everybody of Eddie George. But I think this kid has a little bit more of a gear than what Eddie did. And that's not to disrespect Eddie in any particular way. But this kid is unique. He's special. He runs hard. He runs fearless. And he can take over a game. At the end of the day, it's our job to make sure that we're doing whatever we can to negate that. But on top of that, too, it's our job on the offensive side of the ball to make sure that we're putting up enough points to do what we need to do in order to help us to be victorious this week.
First time running against the Titans, you guys put up a huge amount of yards, but didn't have as great a success in the red zone as you'd want. The red zone offense was just terrific this past Sunday. Is that really the difference? You're going to put up yards, but making sure you score touchdowns instead of field goals in this game on Sunday.
It's about finishing, you know. Everything that you want to do, you want to finish. No matter how many yards you have. When you get put in the prime positions in the red zone, it's up to us to make sure that we're making plays. It's up to us as coaches to make sure we're putting our guys in position to make plays. But when it's all said and done, what our guys got to strain to finish. They got to make sure that they're playing assignment-sound football. Those guys are just not going to wilter just because we're the Chiefs. No, they're going to come out there and do their jobs. So it's our job to make sure that we're taking control of the game and controlling the things that we can control. And when it's all said and done, when we do that, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Okay, now I know you said that you don't have the luxury of having a slow start like you did last year, but you guys had a slow start this past week, and nobody flinched, nobody blinked. As a coach, do you have to spend much time trying to talk these guys up, or did they handle that themselves this past weekend?
You know, we've been talking about this for the longest, since we've been together. We want to remain poised under pressure at all times. Things happen. You know, it's unfortunate, but things happen in life. Just like last week, you never want to go down to a team in the playoffs. You're down 24-0. But one thing I kept telling our guys, and we talked about this all week, and you heard Pat talk about it as well, the only thing that matters is the next play. So let's control that particular play. If we control that particular play, guess what? We'll line up and play the next play. And then from that point on, if we're doing that one play at a time, we're giving ourselves a chance to do the things that we need to do in order for us to have the success that is needed. And that's what took place.
I've never had the chance to ask you this. Back when you were playing, it was a big deal if a player got a nickname from Chris Berman. But when you got Eric sleeping with Bieniemy, were you on board with that? Like, okay, this I like this. Did you like that? Or were you like, I don't know if I want that nickname for me? Was that, how did you feel about that at the time?
It was pretty sweet at one point in time, and then I got engaged and married. So
right. You don't want anyone saying they're sleeping with Bieniemy at all, and that could be an issue.
Mrs. Bieniemy, I think, got a problem with everybody that repeats that. So, but you know what? What a great nickname. But Eric Sleeman would be a – but Chris Berman, he's a great man, great human, and the nickname, we'll leave it alone.
Did that cause you to see the movie Sleeping with the Enemy with Julia Roberts? It was based on, or did you?
I've seen the movie.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
We've seen the movie, but that was just a little play on words.
Yeah, I'm not sure you want to be attached to that movie either. But final question for me. This is – You realize what this means to Kansas City, what this means to the organization, what this means to everyone. What would it mean to you to be able to see Clark Hunt get the Lamar Hunt Trophy on Sunday if you guys could pull off this win?
Well, it means a lot because, first of all, I'm a football historian. I know the history of what Lamar Hunt did, not only for the Kansas City Chiefs, but what he's done for the NFL. And what better way for us to do something that has not been done in the history of this organization, and also, too, being in the 100th season of football, for us to bring home the Lamar Hunt Trophy back here. You know, if we can do that, I think the sky is the limit. But on top of that, making sure that we secure it, but also making sure that we finish it, all right, on the next journey.
Coach, thank you so much. Good luck on Sunday, and hopefully we'll be talking to you about a trip to Miami.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.